sir. Clay? Clay, sir. That's mud. We leave clay to ditchers, sir.
The fellow's impious. What art thou sneezing about?
A bone is rather dusty, sir.
Take the hint, then, and when thou art dead, never bury thyself under living people's noses.
Sir? Oh, I guess so. Yes, dear.
Look ye, carpenter, I dare say thou callest thyself a right good workmanlike workman, eh? Well, then, will it speak thoroughly well for thy work, if, when I come to mount this leg thou makest, I shall nevertheless feel another leg in the same identical place with it. That is, carpenter, my old lost leg, the flesh and blood one, I mean. Canst thou not drive that old Adam away?
Truly, sir, I begin to understand somewhat now. Yes, I have heard something curious on that score, sir. How a dismasted man never entirely loses the feeling of his old spar, but it will be still pricking him at times. May I humbly ask if it really be so, sir?
It is, man. Look, put thy live leg here in the place where mine once was. So, now, here is only one distinct leg to the eye, yet two to the soul.